Our neighboring dairy farmers in Michigan are partnering up with a Canadian distillery to upcycle the dairy byproduct permeate into ethanol. This partnership is going to add to the biofuel supply and help lower the dairy industry's carbon footprint. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Michigan Milk Producers Association President and CEO Joe Diglio joins us with how milk from a cow can be turned into fuel and how other dairy cooperatives may be able to model this partnership. First, he tells me why creating biofuel was a priority for the Michigan Milk Producers Association.
We continuously look for ways to add value to dairy producers. We invested into some technology several years ago that created a ultra-filtrated product that's really consolidating the proteins of milk into a more concise format and delivering it to outlets that utilize the UF technology in terms of additional production, such as making cheese for higher yields, making some yogurts, and in some cases, some beverages that are out there today for protein enhancement on the diet side. A byproduct of the making of the UF product in and of itself was a permeate, and traditionally the permeate has a lower value proposition, and while it is still part of the composition of milk in and of itself, it does need a home and an opportunity to extract some value in the marketplace. What we've been doing with permeate has been selling it off into the components of a feed additive to producers, dairy producers, where they take the byproduct and ration it within the feed supplements that go to the cows on the farms. It is a low proposition. There's not much value associated with that. And so what we wanted to do is find a way to continue to look for value streams. And so this became a project that became of interest to us because we knew that this would create not just an added value, but a really nice sustainability effort that we're all very interested in pursuing.
Permeate, worth more distilled down to a fuel than it is used as a feed additive. What does permeate look like, just so people can like get an idea of in their head of what that product is, and how does it get turned into fuel?
Permeate's really, it's a liquid format. So if you think about milk in general coming through a facility, there's an awful lot of components associated with dairy in terms of the actual production and the fluid milk product. Once we separate the fat away from the initial milk composition, we get what's called skim milk, and that skim milk has quite a bit of additional fractionations that can be done within the composition of milk in and of itself. There's a lot of protein in the skim, so we have the ability to fractionate that away. And really, if you think about the composition of permeate, it's a liquid format that really consists of some other solids, mainly lactose, which is sugar, and it creates sort of a liquid stream into a silo. Once it gets into that position, it's really just doing some innovative work around that liquid stream and consolidating into a fractionation of mainly the lactose piece and using some proven technology that is out there that gets us into a format of creating ethanol. And so this is something that obviously is a big initiative to have an alternative way to fuel, maybe some additives in with the refineries and create a different stream and a different use that certainly can be useful to many people out there in the marketplace.
When does this project officially get started?
It's been in the works for over 2.5 years. We believe that we are within just probably a few months here where we'll probably start initiate a true shovel in the ground and be in a position to construct the facility. We've also been working with the state and the USDA on many opportunities to help facilitate the project. It's given us some really good ideas and certainly some concepts to consider, and really has added quite a bit of interest from a lot of folks, including customers. So We see the project really starting within the next couple of months here, and it'll take probably a good year or so to get us to the end point, but all depending upon supply and construction on the availability side of the vendor community.
And now I want to get a sense for the footprint of this new partnership and new project. Can you give us an idea of how many farms or how many acres would kind of be involved in this if we look at your dairy farmer members? And then where does the ethanol go? What's the reach for the fuel?
Within our facility, I guess the best way of describing how much producer involvement there is, we have a few facilities that we own and operate. And within the confines of the location of where we plan to put the project and have the ethanol plant in and of itself domiciled in, it's in one of our facilities located in Constantine, Michigan. It's just a little bit south of the Kalamazoo area. That plant does approximately 2 to 2.5 million pounds of milk a day. What we're looking to do is create a additional plant within the confines of the property that we have today, create an ethanol facility that will utilize roughly 2 million pounds of producer milk a day through our UF technology. So it does reach a lot of producers within the makeup of Michigan Milk. You asked where is this going to go? It's going to go to a multitude of places that utilize supplements within the refinery space. It could be most of the stuff that we've been talking about has been within the state of Michigan. It also has some uniqueness to it, such as some carbon credit offsets that can be used and purchased through alternative individuals that can get us some opportunities there in the sustainability front. So it's got a lot of tentacles to it. It can be a useful resource, not only from the fuel additives and certainly the confines of the refineries to be actually used, but also from a sustainability perspective and the carbon credits associated with a project like this that can be sold on an open market.
Joe, now I want to ask you about your partner in this initiative, Dairy Distillery. So they're out of Ontario, Canada, and I'm just curious, why partner with them and what's their role in this?
So when we talked to the folks from Dairy Distillery, we really started the project with a discussion on alternative uses of permeate. And ironically, this project really got started with some inquiries that were made just by looking for solutions to an issue we had. The issue was how do we continue to find ways to add value to our member owners? And when we reached out to this particular organization, we found that they actually make vodka with permeate. And they've created a distillery that is in the Ontario area. And so we got connected with them, started talking through what they and how they use the permeate within that system. And that generated an awful lot of interest with each other to say, well, what are some alternative uses that we can consider? And they were already in the mix of looking into creating an ethanol outlet. And the more conversations we had with them, it just kind of developed into a very, very good partnership. They're going to be a 50% owner of this project. So this project has penciled very favorably in terms of a value proposition. It gets them to expand their presence as well beyond the Canadian borders. Being in the U.S. and partnering with an organization like ours gives them a lot of notoriety, gives them some return on the value proposition that gets generated from a project like this. And it gives us all an opportunity to find ways to look for additional R&D efforts that we can collaborate on.
Joe, do you think that your partnership between Michigan Milk Producers Association and this dairy distillery out of Ontario, do you think this type of partnership can be a blueprint for other projects across the nation, including Wisconsin?
Yes, absolutely. I think you know, the partnership that we've been able to establish with an organization outside of the U.S., and in particular the Canadian market, really hopefully demonstrates to many folks that there's a lot of symmetries that we can gain and opportunities that we should pursue to continue to find ways to unite the dairy community. And I do think it could be small scale like this type of product, or it could be in a much larger way. Something to kick off a good opportunity to work together and unite for the betterment of all dairy producers, regardless of where they're at, certainly should be looked at as a win-win for everybody. So we do hope that this brings more innovation. We hope that this is expandable because it certainly is an opportunity for growth in this area. That's something that we certainly want to promote. We're doing this to show the industry that there are ways to experiment and utilize some additional new technologies to help support growth within the dairy community. And, you know, it's got an international flair. Having the ability to incorporate a company outside of the U.S. and partner with them, it shows hopefully all of us that we can continue to build some bridges along the way to help support the mission of a dairy producer.
Ethanol production at the new ethanol plant is planned for early 2025. Joe Diglio is the president and CEO of the Michigan Milk Producers Association, which will break ground on the new plant in a few months. This is in partnership with a Canadian distillery to turn the dairy byproduct permeate into renewable fuel. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.